Okay, Bokhi Shah, today's daf Yud Aleph in Chulin. As again, we learned for Fourth Lamb Falah Yisrael Ben Chai Rocho. Yesterday, we discussed the topic of Chazaka. How do you know that we go by that concept of Chazaka Mikar? We assume the status quo, you assume that what was here until now is what is, unless you know otherwise, unless there was some reason to change it. Because of that, the Gemara goes into the question of Rove. How do we know that Rove exists? Of course, we have the Chazaka Ruba, Chazaka Ruba Adif. So once you have Chazaka, Lachar, you should know Rov. But the question is, how do you know that Rov Bechal exists? And Parshim all deal with that kind of a question. So the first Gemara starts off right away in the second line of the page. Menoha Mils Dam Rahman Dam Rabbanan. Where does this concept come from? Zilbasar Rabbi, Gobasar Rov. Today, we understand that, you know, when the Gemara was written, there were very few democracies in the world that considered Rov. But where do you get this idea that the Rabbanan say you go Bosar Rov? Menoha, because we're Menoha, the Tzadachar Rav Lahatos. Pasuk says you go according to the majority. So the Gemara first says, now Rub Disa, come on. A robe that's in front of us, it's a vote, 2-1, right? We see it could go in Teisha Chanuyos. If you have 9 stores selling kosher food and 1 selling non-kosher food and you find a piece of meat in the middle of the street and you don't know where it came from, or Sanhedrin, he's talking about a Sanhedrin Katana, meaning a Bezdin, 12 say he's innocent and 11 say that she's Chayiv, that you know she committed murder or whatever it was, you go according to the majority. Where do you get that? That's that the majority's in front of you. They're standing right here. Acher Rav Lahatos. So that's as Rubidis are going to Kodesh Teisha Chanuyos with Sanhedrin. And we'll get into the concept it's arguable that a piece of meat, in other words, when the vote is 2-1, or it's 12-11, it's right here, it's very clear. A piece of meat, yes, the odds are it came, we would say the odds are there's 9 stores selling kosher and 1 selling non-kosher, and everything else being equal, they have about the same amount of sales, and the size of the stores, the same amount of floor space, shelf space, etc. So you could argue, yeah, well, the odds are it came from there. That's what you say the odds are. But if you look at that individual piece of meat, doesn't necessarily, it can be argued logically that it's not necessarily any more likely to come from the 9 than from the 1. But that's arguable. That's suffice it to say that, okay, at least the rogue is in front of you. There, maybe that's what it means for Achrav Lahatos. Ruba, that's fine. That's no question. That's Acharav Mahatos. Our question is Ruba the Lesser Kamar. A robe that's not in front of us. What we would call a statistic. In other words, it's not in front of us. Kagon. He gives a classic example of Katan and Katana. If a Yavam and a Yavama are about to get married, now let's say the Yavam is a Katana. She's only 4 or 5 years old. Can he perform the Abia? It works on her, and he's, let's say, 15 or 20. So it works, but you're not supposed to do it. A mayor says you don't do it. Why? Because she might turn out to be an island, in which case there's no halacha of Yibam, in which case it's Eish Sachem Shalom Malka Mitzvah, in which case it's a Karis, right? So, or for some example, let's say he's a Kutton. He may turn out to be a Saris, even though his Bia is a Bia when he's 9 years old. Nachon, miyuta de miyuta. Nachon, aval Rameir Chayish la miyuta. So the question is, because of a chashash, you don't take any chances. You don't take a chance, right? If you say, if somebody in your family was going to marry a possible mamzer, it's only a possible mamzer, you know? You wouldn't take any chance. You have zero tolerance. You don't want to take any chances. So, and yet we say that if they married, it's okay. Rav Meir says, chayish la miyuta, we say you don't do it. And that's a rov that's in, how do you know? Where's the rov? Where does it play Acharav Mahatos in that? The rov is not in front of us. It's a statistic. Come, kind of on. Omer of Lezer, Osi Mereish. Now we'll talk more about Rubi Yisgamar Rosh Kaman at the end of the daf, because when you think about it logically, there's an argument to say that Rubi Yisgamar Kaman is much stronger than Rubi Yisgamar Kaman. Okay, we'll talk about that. So where do you get it from? So now the Gemara is going to search. Where do you find it? What's the source? How do you go bus a row? So he says Osi, right? Says Osi Mereish. Look at the head of an Ola. He's supposed to cut the Ola into pieces. Remember, before it's sacrificed in its entirety, besides the hide, which goes to the Kohanim, the rest of the animal is totally burnt. You cut it into pieces. You can't do, once you cut it into pieces, you don't take those pieces and cut them further into pieces. In other words, the head is one thing, the leg's something else, the other parts, you cut it up and put it on the Mizbeach. How do you know the animal's kosher? An animal has to be kosher, not just the Edel, it has to be kosher as a carbon. The Gemara learned not Menachos. It's not, if it's not kosher, if it's a treif, in this sense, kosher doesn't mean as opposed to a pig. We mean kosher as opposed to a treifa. It doesn't have a fatal or mortal wound. So how do you know? Maybe there's a wound in the brain that you can't say. Maybe the membrane over the brain has got a hole in it. It's one of the 18 things we're going to learn later on in the third parak, is what makes it into a treifa. So how do you know? In the Teva of the Baruch Hu made the world, like Moshe says, 99.99% of people are not Sarisim, Rechman Atzlan, or an islandist, and most animals don't have a treif in there. So, Elamai, the answer must be, you go Basaro. That's our proof. The fact that the Torah says you can be Makrib and Ola, even though there's some chance that there's a treif in there. Who says, Dilma the Poli Lebak, maybe you're supposed to cut. Crack open the head of the animal and check it. Maybe you're supposed to do that. Maybe the pasuk says you're not supposed to, after you've cut it up into pieces, and one of the pieces is the head, you're not supposed to further cut that up again. That's where you cut it absolutely, totally. Maybe you just split it open, but you know, you cut it open like a, you know, like a melon or something, and it's still attached part of it. In other words, you just cut it open to examine it, but it doesn't mean you cut it into two pieces. Maybe that's shot. So therefore, you can't prove from the case of Ola that what? That we hold of Rove, you go Basarov. Maybe you're really supposed to check it. Now, we don't check it. At the end of the day, you're going to say, nobody does that. Of course nobody does that. We'll stay, because today we know you don't have to do that. But maybe that's what the Gemara told us. Maybe that's what the Torah. Maybe you can't prove from that case that you're not supposed to check. Maybe you're supposed to check. You don't go Basarov. So, Avalech Leifa, let's move. So, Marv Ravina, so he brings another proof. We're going to bring a whole series of proofs here. How do you know you go Basarov? Where is this? Marv Ravina, Marv. Also, Mishpiros had some Pesach. You know, on Pesach, you know, it says Etzem L'Sishpro. You're not supposed to break the bone, right? All sorts of carbon. Dom Rachmana Etzem L'Sishpro Benecha Shema Nikav Krum Shemach. You're not supposed to break it. Now, here it's more than it's not just a carbon. You're supposed to eat the Pesach too. Can't eat it. It's not just the part that goes on the Mizbech. It's also the part you eat. How do you? You're not supposed to break the bone. Well, if you don't break the bone, how do you know? Maybe the membrane over the brain is torn. It's got a rip in it. There's a tear there. How are you going to find out? Only by doing a post-mortem on the animal and cracking the head open. You're not allowed to crack the head open. You're not allowed to break a bone there. As soon as you go bust a rope, and that's again, no proof, me mind. Maybe you're not allowed to break the bone, but you could burn the bone, right? Let's say you cut one of the sinews. Even though the sinews can be hard as a rock, hard as the bone, you're not allowed to cut the bone. But you can cut one of the sinews, or a sore vessel, or you burn one of the bones. Plus, you can't break the bone. You can burn it, though. Ain't bo mishum shiris etzem. So maybe that's what you're supposed to do. Maybe you're supposed to take the carbon pesach, and then you're supposed to burn the head open to check for the membrane. So no proof from there. You learn from the tail, the tail of a shlum or a chatos brought from a kevis from the sheep family is also bring that on the mizbeach. Okay, the fat and the whole tail is supposed to be brought. Or maybe the tail goes all the way up, and somewhere in there, maybe it has to be complete. You can't break it open. It says the whole thing. Maybe the chut hashedra, the spinal cord, which goes all the way from the head into the tail, maybe that's broken. The answer is, you have to go bust the rope, assume it's not broken. And that's also one of the treifas. Maybe you cut it below. Where do you cut the tail? The tail extends, right? The spine goes all the way from the neck all the way into the tail. So maybe you cut it down further down. By the rump of the animal, by the behind of the animal, it splits off into three, a right, a left, and a center. So the spine goes into the center one. So maybe cut it off down there. In other words, maybe maybe you cut it down below there. Even if the chut hashedra is ripped over there, what's your problem? You say you can't give a macro. Even if it's ripped over there, it's not a problem because that's a tear that makes them a treifas only when the spinal cord is like in the back of the animal on top, but not if it's down there. Until that spot by the rump, by the loins, right? By the thighs. Rashi explains like you just said. So maybe you cut it down below. But the pasuk says no. The umas ha'itza, which is opposite, right near the eitza, the council. What does it mean? It's brought down in Kabbalah that the kidneys, so to speak, give advice. Right, so the eitzah here means when it says eitzah, pasuk says lemusa eitzah. We're talking about the clothes. It's got to be up further by the kidney. So you got to cut from there. So again, we have a problem, and it's how can you bring the whole tail all the way up to where you cut it off by up there, up by the kidneys over there? It's still a chut hashedra. right? There's still a spinal cord. And if you don't examine the spinal cord, maybe there's a rip in there. Elamai must be because you go basaro. Mara says, no, again, mimai, dim with the pasach le barakle. Maybe you open the tail, let's say from the inside, the underneath side, the back part, like with all the skin that's holding all together, that you don't cut that all the way. You just open it up on the inside and you check. Imishum tmimai, it says complete. It shouldn't be incomplete in the sense if you tear it open entirely, you know, if you rip it up into two. Avalech de laiflei, less than like we said before in the case of the opening up the brain, if you just split it open but you don't tear it in two, maybe that's okay. And therefore, in all these cases, we say maybe it is possible to examine it. And you don't go basaro. So until now, we brought down three proofs, and we couldn't prove it in these cases. Now we're going to bring down many others, and we are going to prove in the other cases that it must be you go basaro because there's no other way out. The case of Eglarufa, what do you do with Eglarufa? You break the animal's neck, right? You break the animal's neck. Now, you don't break it into pieces. In other words, if an animal is cut up into pieces, you know, smashed into little pieces, you don't say the neck is broken. You say there's no animal over here anymore. It's meat. Now it's butcher meat, right? It's got a broken neck when it's complete, but its neck is broken. It's got to be broken. It's got to have a broken neck when it's complete. How do you know you're yotze with egla rufa? You break the animal's neck. Maybe there's a treif inside. Elamai will say, who cares? Nobody's eating this, right? So it is a treifa. Lechishdom a treifi. Elam shemrinizil basur nesres, go basur. Okay, I didn't get that question. Why aren't your word it's got to grow? Because you go basur rope. You're not allowed to cut it open. It's supposed to be stay it. It's just got a broken neck. Zil basur rufa. Who cares if it's treifa? So it is treifa. It's treifa over there. We don't say you assume it's not a treifa. Because you go basaro? No, we don't care. Maybe it is treifa. Who cares? It's you're not eating it. You're not bringing it as a carbon. Chitim afmina ha amri beraviani kaporik seba. Kachim says kapor lam chay Yisrael. It says what is the egg roofer bought for? Somebody committed murder over here. Kapara. So kapor lam chay Yisrael. It's a kapara. It's got to be just like a carbon. Kapor lam chay Yisrael. It's got to be like a kapara. Mama. Nachon nachon nagil is emiyad nachon kapor lam chay Yisrael. Rashi is near the bottom page. My kachim asurim bano. It's got to be like a carp. So even if you bring, so what are you going to do over here? Now here you're not supposed to cut it up at all. It's not like you say, well, examine the head afterwards. You don't. You leave it whole. It's got to be a complete animal laying there with a broken neck. What are you going to say? Elamai, you must. How do you know that it's not a treif? The answer is you go basarov. Right, comes and goes in. This is not. And if I say, what about the chazaka? Didn't have a chazaka. The chazaka before you couldn't eat it before either. What was the chazaka over here? Right, a chazaka. We said before when there was a chazaka, the animal was nishchat and everything else was okay. We assume that it doesn't go bad. You know, nothing else changed. That was the concept of chazaka that you said we had to learn it out from places, right? But we learned it from the case of nega or whatever, right? That's what we based on. You go bus a chazaka when you knew something was like that 5 minutes ago was like that. We assume it was like that now too. That's rove is a different concept. It's a question of Ruben Chazaka, Ruben Iskaman, Ruben Daskaman. If a mir is mitzarev to a chazaka to overpower rove, that's all the mafarshim. But here, the B'tayim Ba'is idea, where do you get rove from? Must be from here. Another case, like Moshe just said, Rav Shilom Rasim Paradum, look at Paradum, Dom Rachman. Paradum is also not geshachten, right? You bring it on Harazesim over there, right? What's a Paradum? Dom Rachmana, the shachat the sarf. You shecht it and you burn it. Mashkit, just like you shecht it's whole. Avshev, you got to burn it whole. You can't cut it up into pieces. Maybe it's a treif. Who cares if it's treif? You're not bringing this. You're not eating it. You're not bringing it as a carbon. Chatos karachmana. Nachon. As nachon. Nachon mod. As ulai yesh mumbi b'fnim. Nachon. Ech yudim. Ulai yesh gam ken treifa b'moach or mashu kaze. Shelo reim etze. Elamai. Nachon, built in ira. Nachon, I feel built in ira. Gam ken yichol mum lo have. Nachon, that's a tzedek. If the built in ira is a lo mum, nachon, I will like treifa b'fnim. Treifa yacholio. As elamai why? B'chitei manaf kamina. The answer is chatos karachmana. Just like you said before, the kapor and chayso is a kapara. This also is called a chatos. So it's a carbon anyway. So how can a carbon be treif? Elamai must be go basarov. You have to assume that yes, if you're right, mum is an external thing, but an internal thing. Maybe there's an internal wound there. And you're not allowed to cut it open, just like the egg roof of the part of them, you're not allowed to cut it open. You got to burn it complete. It must be a similar thing. Another animal that goes completely away, right? Like the Sarm Shalech, you take the whole thing, you don't cut it up. Some don't have the gifts of Sheev Shneim Shavim. Sheev Shneim Shavim teaches me right away they both got to be the same, right? So you can learn out from there. One's got to be Roy for a carbon, one's got to be Roy you don't care about, right? So Velechish, but if you take that out, it's Velechish Dil Machadin Atrefa. Maybe one's a Trefa. It says you take the two groups, 2 months, one of them becomes this, one becomes that. Maybe one's a Trefa. Allah Mishim Darminas, a Basarubi, a Basarub. In other words, maybe, why aren't you one of them's a Trefa? Haida Zazel Trefa. Chadinai means one's a Trefa. Mishlam Hach Lashem. The one that you bring is a carbon, so you could check it. Whatever you do with the other carbon, as we said before, maybe you talk to do checking. You cut open the head. Lachashkita. Elachaveir Mishdal Chatsuk. The other one's sent out off the cliff. How do you know that one's not a Trefa? How do you know it's not? It goes to rope. So you might say, who cares if it's a Trefa or not? No, because the Pasuk says, they both got to be the same, right? They both got to be the same. We don't care. What do we care if the one that you threw off the cliff is a Trefa? It's getting ripped up to shreds on it. That's royal shame. This is either, you know, even if you don't have the pasuk before of Alaka Hashnei Asim, that they both have to be the same, that we have a different call. What does the girl do? You choose one of them for this, one of them for that. So they both have to be roy to be brought in the Mizbeach. The girl is only Kobeya if it's roy for Shem. So that means they both have to be roy for Shem. If it's roy for Shem, make one Shem, one Lazazel. But if it's not roy Lashem, it's no good. So you can't have one that's treif and one's not. They both have to be kosher. So how do you know it's kosher? You're never going to find out. The answer is, go basarob. I'll tell you what we do. After you toss it down the mountain, you'll go check. Ain't going to help much then, but halfway down the mountain was already into pieces. Ever see those pictures they throw? They have pictures and all. It's all like that. They have the artist rendition of what it looks like. Nebuch. And poor animals, in pieces all the way down. How are you going to tell now? Right? You can't tell where they went. So there's another proof. So now we already have several proofs that it must be going. So over Mari Omar Osmakovim, this is an interesting one. Person Rahman Slan hits his father, he's killed. How do you know he's your old man? How do you know he's your father? Okay. Bidiyuk Marov. Bidiyuk Hashem. Echatayudeh. Elam. I hope from Basarov. Bidiyuk Hashem. Makro. Huh? Oh, very good. Rov Bilos Hachorachar Baal. Rav Mari Amar Asimel. In other words, for a mother, that's why we don't make a Mishabeirach. We always use the mothers. Because the mother's Vadai. There were witnesses there who saw her give birth to you. The father, you assume it's the father. Rav Mari Amar Asimakamav Vim. Dam Rachman Apostle says, Katlai, kill him. Kill this guy who hit his father. Maybe it's not his father. How can he kill? It's a suffix. Maybe it's not his father. He'll argue, of course, it's not his father. This is a girl by your logical father. It's not a stepfather. It's a biological father. Most of them go about. This also is a shal rov bilos hachbal. Is that a rubid isikamon or a rubid lesikamon? If you're talking about physical, again, Farshim deal with this too, Shishmai. If you're talking about physical bilas, right? Okay, you put this woman in a room. She had 10 times she had bia with her husband, and 2 times she had bia with somebody else. So that's almost like the Teisha Chanuyos, right? The odds are came from there. Like, it all happened, let's say, the same day. But that's not what we really mean over here. We just mean that it's a chazor because she's living with her husband. She's probably not by somebody else. She's in the house with him. With DNA today, it's a whole different ballgame. Yeah. Okay. That's not a but that's proof. That's vada. Right. The halachas of DNA are right. It's not. It's more than a row. No. I'll tell you better because I don't know if we'll have time to describe it later. I'll tell you better than that. Rove. When we say rove, you said the Torah about rove. DNA. The way we understand it today means that it's 1,000,000% sure that this is it, right? There's nothing else. So the Rabbanim have to deal with that, okay? Rove, by definition, really means, when you think about it, and this is what we're going to talk about, I don't have time to discuss it, but the Rubin I mentioned before, Rubin, Marcel said, stuff. Oh, that's Rubin Issa, come on, 2-1, we know that. Rubin, we're talking about when you don't see it, it's a statistic, how do you know that? Truth is that that's more of a sure thing. Rubin the Lesikamon. Rubin the Lesikamon is almost sure, not DNA, not 1,000,000%, but it's almost sure. In other words, I could tell you, we all know, if I ask any idiot in the street, isn't there a 90% chance or better that a child is a 9-month child, not a 7-month child? Of course, everybody knows that. Everybody knows. You're around. You know that 90% or 95 or 99, whatever number, that's more of a sure thing. In other words, when we say you go with a majority, that means that it's not really sure. It's exeris of custody. You're supposed to, Achra Tatar tells you, you go bust the majority. Or we learn from these cases, in case of the last come on, we learn from these cases that it must be that you go according to Rav. In other words, it's a Torah sanctioned principle that you go according to Rav, but that doesn't mean that it's sure. It just means that's the halacha. That's halacha. Exactly. Sure, exactly. It's not sure. It's not correct. DNA is sure. You know what I mean? Even a Reuben Lesser come on is more sure. I'm 99%. I could say with a, you know, with a plus and a plus or minus error of 4%, I have an, I, you know, I have a 95% surety that kids are born. That, that if I take a kid here, 95%, he was born to 9 months, not 7 months. So, that's, you know, that's more of a sure thing. Rove Disicum on 2-1 means nothing. They had this case in Florida. They all know that O.J. Simpson killed her. You know, not the one in Florida, the other one. You know, they all know O.J. Simpson killed her. But the majority said no. So what does that mean? It means nothing. You know, the General Assembly is going to say that we are murderers, the Jews are murderers, the Jews are usurpers, the land is not Israel. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything.
The question of Reuben
Lacy
coming out,
yeah.
Is that based on a percentage?
It's a statistic. It's something it's known.
10%.
Yeah. What do you mean over a month? 10%
more. In other words, let's say, for example, we learned that 16% of animals have traits.
Right. That's Reuben Lacy come on, because it's not in front of us. Reuben Lacy come on simply means.
You were saying you would follow even that case.
Yeah. That's what we mean over here. That's what we mean over here.
That may negate your point. My point is, if you have a case of Reuben Lacy, you have a case of 53%.
No, I understand. No, but I'm saying, yes. But I'm saying more, you're right, that statistically it's not a sure thing, but it's much more of a sure thing than necessarily a 2-1 judgment in front of you. It doesn't necessarily mean that's more. Also, the Reuben Lacy come on is usually much greater of a majority.
Right.
They win. It's based on a strong thing. In front of Farsham, it's more of a vadai. It's more of a vadai that thing. Yeah, I guess so. I guess if it would only be 53-40%, it wouldn't be a majority, right? It wouldn't be a Reuben Lacy come on. You wouldn't say it's Reuben Lacy come on. You wouldn't argue that. No, that's already. You know, if 53% of the kids born were 9 months and 47% were 7 months, we wouldn't think of it as a majority. We think it's arguable. You know, like, are there more boys or more girls born in the world? You know, everybody assumes it's 50-50, but it's not. Right. But it, I don't know what it means, but you know, it's not a majority. For sure, it's not 50-50, exactly, right? But you know, we consider it close enough. It's not considered.
That points out to me what's confusing to me about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Upper Rabbi Lohatos in the case of
September. Yeah.
I understand to mean majority.
That's right. That's right.
The meat case is a totally different case. It's not a case of majority saying that.
Right.
It could be we're wrong, but right. We have to function.
Exactly.
The meat case is you're saying that this is kosher meat.
No. You don't know for sure it's kosher meat. You wouldn't eat it. I'm saying you wouldn't eat it. You wouldn't need it. If you would go into a neighborhood, Robin Hood is not that same. No. I gave this case. You went into a neighborhood in Tallahassee, okay? Right. There are six kosher butchers,
okay.
And there's four non-kosher butchers, and you found a piece of meat in the street.
Right.
You wouldn't eat it, okay? According to Halacha, you could eat it because you go basaro, and it's not kovei that it's really kosher. But it's the Torah says you go basaro. Same thing. You can argue, yes, there's differences between the. You can argue the differences between the meat and between that. And you could also argue, like I said before, that there's really no reason to believe. See, 2-1 is 2-1. You guys said this. I said that. That's 2-1, right? In the case of the meat, you can't really.
Why would you say that about any rule?
Okay, so you could.
Why would you say Rove Bill is not about so what?
Ain't a chanami, because Rove
Bill. It could be.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because the answer is you go bust a rope. The answer is you go bust a rope. That's how Lachal was in Sinai.
Lachal the Torah.
It's also the majority rules is also. It's not a small. The majority. Why is majority rule?
Because
the Torah says so. Because the Torah says so.
You wouldn't have a system.
No. They function in dictatorships without majorities also. What do you mean you couldn't function? You could function very well.
Dictatorship.
So what's wrong with that? That's there's no reason. The Torah never says that you run a government by democracy. The Torah says you have a melech. You have a melech. The melech decrees. Who says that? We don't have a better way than a democracy. Democracy is the best we have. We can't find a better way than that. Not necessarily it's the best way. All right. Anyway, you can argue that. So how do you know in the case of the father also that that's the case? You say, maybe the only place where you can kill somebody for hitting his father is if there's no doubt as to who his father was. How's that? His parents were both locked in a jail cell for the last 50 years. She never saw another human being. Even so, there's no apotribus larias. Right, same as it's still, and it's still possible, right? The guard could have done something. You don't know, and therefore you still go bust a rope. Kan Omer, Osmar Hargis Nefesh. You kill somebody. If you kill somebody, let me ask you, if I kill, I killed somebody. How do you know I killed him? Maybe he was already a trefa. Maybe he was mortally wounded. He was terminal. He had a terminal illness, right? That's the halacha. If you kill somebody who's terminal, you're not really considering, you're not a murderer. So if kano amrasi marugas nefesh dam rachman, I don't mean with a terminal illness like cancer. I mean with a terminal is a trefa. Marugas nefesh dam rachman a katle. Well, actually, no one's trefa. Maybe he's a trefa. Allah mishmi some basur. Then another proof. Bechitem the bakila, you check him. What are you gonna do? You're gonna check the corpse of the guy who's murdered? How come an avalei? You're gonna mutilate him? Bechitem shemi ben the shama the high navalei. Right. So they say, wait. We shouldn't commit a post-mortem on this. That's nivul ames, right? We shouldn't commit a post-mortem. Sure, you shouldn't commit a post-mortem, because you're about to kill this guy on death row. And he says, what? No, the guy was a traitor, so check him. You're going to save this guy's life. Okay, fine. Maybe I killed him in the place where there was a hole. In other words, where I stuck him, where I shot him with a bullet, or where I took the knife and cut him. That's where the wound was. There's no way to check it now. Elamai must be goes to Rav. Vinam or Asi Adam Zomin. Dom Rachman Avayis Zomin. Kasher Zomin Las Zochiv. Adam Zomin. Adam Zomin. What? Adam Zomin. I'm killing these two people because they said he's a murderer. Turns out they're liars, right? But you kill them. Vayich Dilma. Dilma Hachta Sidubei Treifa. Maybe the guy they testified they wanted to kill is a treifa. Elav Shem Nizig Goes to Rav. Vchitem the Bekin Lake. Check that guy who's dead, who they killed, and see if he's a treifa or not. I have a tiny Rabbi Yom. We know that Lohar Gunarug. And when do you kill Adam Zomin if they didn't kill the guy? Remember, it's Kashi Sisma Kasher Zomosach. If they kill him, that's also Xeris and Kosov. Lohar Gu, if they didn't kill him, Narugan. Hargway, Narugan, then I killed Ephraim. So the Ephraim, who do you want to kill? You want to kill these Adam for testimony about a live person. How can you check a live person? Maybe he's a treif inside. El Maigo, Asaro. Ravashi Amaras Mishkitats. Forget about all these cases with the father, with this one, with that one. Look at the Shkit itself. Look at the Shkit itself. Dom Rachman, Ashkot, Ba'achol, Parsas, Shech, and Yikri. Maybe where you checked it was where there was a hole. There's no way to check it. We're checking the lungs. We're checking everything. Maybe in the place where you checked that there was a hole there before. How can you eat it there? That's a great proof. Allah should listen. Go bust a robe. Robe animals don't have a treifa in that spot. I said the whole, all these. It's a great proof.
That's different than
That's different than chazaka. He didn't have a chazaka before that the animal's kosher. He doesn't have chazaka. There's no chazaka. No, chazaka is where you know something was until now. The case of the nega. I saw the wound on the wall. Okay? I walked outside. I assume it's still there. I assume that what was there yesterday is there now. This here, we don't know. How do we know that there was no tray for there before? We don't know. We never saw it before. You didn't have an x-ray to see if there's a... If you didn't have a full body scan or an MRI to see if there was a tray for there. You go bus a rope. So Ravashi says, I said for Rav Kana, Varmelech Rav Kana, son of Rav Shimi, son of Rav Kana, said for Rav Shimi. And he said, Dilma Hecha, the Efshet, listen, you're right. You all these cases, you said, you know, what are you going to do? The Shechit, the father, there's no way. You got to go Basaro. Hecha, the Efshet, Dilma Hecha, the Efshet. Where it's possible to check, you check. Hecha, lo, Efshet, lo, Efshet. Dilo, Temahachi, the Rameir, Rav Meir's Chayish for the Mi'at, right? He says, you don't let the Kana get married. No, you're not supposed to let him anyway. But even b'diavad, the rabban say you go basaro. He says no, you don't let it because maybe you can be a saurus, maybe you can be an alus. He's worried about the miyotam. So contra mayor, how do you ever eat anything? How can I be meat? Contra mayor, why aren't you worried about the miyot? No, it's okay. Robe animals don't have a tear where you do the shkita, but some do. Some one in a million does. Contra mayor chayish for the miyot. Some say even the miyot to the miyuta. So you're never going to eat meat. The chitay mecham maybe say Rav Meir never ate any meat because you can't eat meat. Yeah, but what are you going to do? Carbon you have to eat. Passover, Kutch Michael Mamer. Carbon pestle, you have to eat. Kutch, we're talking about the shlum that the Gemara says you have to eat in order to get kapara. Michael Mamer, you have to eat it there. Elech, the Efshe, Efshe, Echlo, Efshe, Lofshe. In other words, it's where it's possible to check, you check. Meaning, you don't go bust a rove, you check it where you can. And in the case of Cotton County, you assume maybe there are going to be a Saurus, maybe it is. Where you check. Well, you can't, you can't. If you can't cut Kutch Mamer, no. Just, and that's, how do you explain Rav Meir? Just like a Kontra Meir, who's Chayish L'Miuta, and let's say wouldn't normally eat meat, because he doesn't care if it's Badatz. He says, maybe there was a trefa there. The answer is, it's impossible. The Torah says, you have to eat the meat. You have to eat the Pesach. You have to. Hachanami by us, not just a Kontra Meir. Even a Kontra Meir, you say, Michael Meir, El Hechadev Shef 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 Shef. Hachanami by us, not just Rav Meir. Maybe I'll say Hechadev Shef Shef. All these proofs only tell you what? That it's impossible otherwise. How are you going to eat shkita? How are you going to do this? How are you going to... So where it's impossible, there's no other way, you go basaro. Where it's not possible, maybe you don't go basaro. In other words, so you'll say, therefore, that maybe you don't go basaro. So Rashi says, look at Rashi, where the lines get narrow, elevade,
The law of Shabbafilo Akipali Bakam Gana Mishim the Efshali the Didarnami Hechi Alfinamine. How can you learn from there? In other words, all these cases you brought down is there's impossible. There's nothing you could do. Otherwise, you can't eat. Otherwise, you can't. You know, there's no other way to check. You can't kill the guy. So therefore, you have to Elavare Aloch Lamosh Me Sinai. The answer is how do we know? We know Lamaisa. We even where it's possible to check, we don't. You take an animal and you check. What do we go? We look for 18 traves. Every animal you're not going to eat unless you cut the head open. And you cut every part of the animal open. The answer is you go bust a robe. How do you see? You don't see from this gemara. Maybe in these cases it's impossible. Ella the is inami. Or you could say at the end of the day that achar rabban hatos is not just on ruben isakaman. Like I explained, ruben isakaman according to some farshim is more of a vaday than ruben isakaman. Who in this gemara? There's a custody 2-1. Who says these two idiots are right? I bring 12 jurors in there. They're all morons. None of them can spell. And yet we go bust the achar rabban hatos. That's what he says, right? Mashma bein ruben isakaman. Or you could say achar rabban hatos is a robe bein ruben isakaman ruben isakaman. The Maisha Hamahai. The Gemara said, okay, Ruben Iskaman, Acharab Mahatos. How do you know Ruben Iskaman? How do you know there's a difference between Tarsus, Acharab Mahatos? It doesn't say Ruben Iskaman, Ruben Iskaman. Tarsus, you go according to the robe. Whether it's a case of meat, whether it's a case of 2-1, whether it's a case of robe, you always go according to the majority. Maisha Hamahai. Bahomil Samkin, Velobatkin, Koy Chesar. If you don't check all 18 travis, you know, you go to Shlachtos, they don't check all 18. But a Kubas Araya, either we check the lungs, they blow the lungs up. That's because that happens a lot. It's more common by law, there's more lesions on the lungs, there's more cases on the lungs. It's more likely. Listen, let me finish. Let's finish the Rashi. Doesn't mean there's a rove. That means a shchich bareisa. But kina the hechad the srami the says gear the ifrisha miyor the gear so slides at the ispat. And he's saying is rev low barik. Let's say you didn't check it. It happened. You lost it. You forgot. It's not here anymore. The samchina you're samach on that too. But a ravuna or samach ruda the amar nishchata vecheskes heter menes vein mefars menadover. Here's the chazak we talk about. Once it's geshachten, you saw that it was it was a chazaka that it's okay until you know otherwise. So it's so much on that chazaka and on the rove that rove animals don't have are not treifa even in the lungs. L'chumra, we check the lungs also because that's where they're more like lesions or something. Vein mefars menadover. He says, don't tell anybody that. We don't publicize it because it's good to check whenever you can. However, at the end of the day, you go bust a rove and you can eat it. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So you would check it. You're saying, right. Except there's still cases like where you can't check it. Like, for example, if there's no way out.
There's no argument in the case you can't check it.
Well, the Gemara could have said according. Right, the Gemara says according to your mayor. Yeah, so according to your mayor. So, what if would mayor check a Pesach also?
Yeah,
burn the head
exactly
open.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
According to your mayor, why not? That's what it looks like. And again, Chazal, you don't. But it's because our Rabbi Lohatos, whatever reason our mayor's saying.
Yeah, but if you want to say you could check according to your mayor, so what do I think Mordechai could say? By Pesach, he cut open all 18 cases
that's
and he find it out.
Why won't you?
Probably impossible. I just asked him tomorrow, they'd even according to your mayor, because according to your mayor, you already
can't.
If you came out Hanami.
Wait a minute, how does the difference in that case with Katakana? You don't think
the
mayor, he's
Koshish. No. In the case of the 18, you can check, but you can't check. How do you know according to your mayor that when you shechted the carbon Pesach at this place where you shechted, there was a tray for there? It's impossible,
Loya Folio. Oh, so that would uptake all those?
All the cases.
All
the cases. Ola, you're right. Ola, he could. Ola, and all the other cases you can cut off. Where?
The Ola case where you did the original.
Shkita. That's right. That's right. So it's impossible. The best answer is brought down at the end. So why didn't you say that? You always said that. Yeah. So even you know, you could check the brain and you could check all the others, but you can't check the Makom Shkita. So it's impossible, even according to your mayor.